Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. We have a fantastic episode on Mr. Beast reaching 100 million subscribers.
Oh my gosh, that was so... Wow, we did it. Oh, they're going to throw confetti on me. We hit 100 million subscribers.
So yes, Mr. Beast, someone I would call the king of YouTube. I know I've called Markiplier that before, but if Markiplier was the king of YouTube, Mr. Beast is the god of YouTube. I honestly think Mr. Beast is probably the best YouTuber out there. Just with the amount of videos and the consistent millions and millions of views he gets, it's hard to put anybody else on that pedestal. But Mr. Beast is there. So recently, he hit 100 million subscribers, I think a few days ago. And let's just be honest, he deserves it. The growth he has made in the past years is insane. I think 10 years ago he had like 27 million subscribers, and then 6 years ago he had 100,000. So he's had insanely rapid growth, but if anybody deserves the position they're in on YouTube, it is Mr. Beast. He has made so many videos, and I mean, of course now, you would say that, yeah, he doesn't do the work, he doesn't, like, sit in the circles, he doesn't, I don't know what you want to call it, but I think a lot of times people forget he's not a trust fund baby or anything. He has sat for hours saying Jake Paul, reading a dictionary, doing, you know, everything that he can, and he's been successful with it. As I believe he said on his stream, if you want to be a YouTuber, persistence is key, and he has done everything, if especially persist. I think one of the most kind of daunting things is when he said he's just getting started. With videos like the Squid Game remake and other things, giving away $1 million, it's going to be kind of amazing to see how he tries to top this. And I think he will. I fully believe it will. I don't think anybody else has made YouTube the priority of their life like Mr. Beast has. What I think is a special way that, like, makes this special is kind of how he's doing it. You can have people get successful for their lifestyle or things like that, you know? Riding in expensive cars, flying jets, showing their crazy life. You could have people get, you know, famous for gaming, things like that. But for the most part, Mr. Beast has gotten famous for giving away money, which I honestly think is pretty special. He has gotten famous for giving, making people's lives better. And that was the one thing he mentioned in his stream. He streamed when he hit 100 million subs. And in watching that stream, I thought it was interesting. Because, I thought he was going to break down and cry or something. A lot of times that happens, you know, when big YouTubers hit, you know, or not big YouTubers, but when YouTubers hit milestones. And although he's hit a lot of milestones, I was like, maybe this one's especially, like, special. But I think that he is so passionate and so focused that he almost just expects it. Not in a type of way that would mean like a brag way, like an egotistical way. I think he expects it in a way like a manifesting type of way. Like, yes, I know this platform. I will make it so I am the most successful YouTuber in the world. I think he knows it in that way. And honestly, he seems like a stand-up guy. And every podcast I've heard him on, outside the cameras, even when he's not in his own videos, he just seems great. And I think that he's probably a fun guy to be around, and I only seeing being successful. And I don't know, I just think the interactions he has are interesting. What's crazy is I just watched a video on Ludwig's channel, and you may be saying, Mac, yeah, how is Ludwig's channel in relation to Mr. Beast? Like, Mac, we get it, we know that you enjoy Ludwig's content, but just let it go. But Ludwig and Mr. Beast made a bet. Mr. Beast went on The Yard, which is a podcast Ludwig is on, and they talked about putting one of Mr. Beast's scrapped videos on Ludwig's channel, and they did just that. Because Ludwig had flown out to film a video with Mr. Beast. They spent $1 million on it, and it ended up getting scrapped. And get this. Well, it's now on Ludwig's channel. 19 minutes ago, it already has 102,000 views. And I think Mr. Beast claimed it would probably be the most viewed video on Ludwig's channel ever, and we'll see if that is true. I think that it's a good video, but you can clearly see why Mr. Beast scrapped it. And just thinking about if there are other videos like this, it's crazy. Kind of to think about that you could put that much into a video and have that much prepared and for it to still go wrong. And I think that's kind of special. Like, I always talk about seeing the behind the scenes or the failures of creators. Like, it's kind of fun when someone doesn't, Mr. Beast doesn't win a challenge. Or you see Dude Perfect's outtakes. It puts a more realism into their effort. And I think we see that here. Because Mr. Beast in this video, he had a lot of challenges go wrong. A cannonball was supposed to hit a car. It was too windy or something like that. They were supposed to wrestle a sumo wrestler. They were supposed to take a long while. They beat him in like 2 seconds. I think it was all pretty understandable how it ended up happening. And how it ended up getting scrapped. But it's still like a banger nonetheless. Like, what's crazy about that is a bad Mr. Beast video is still a great video, I think, by a lot of standards. But I think that, like, you may be like, well, if you sunk, like, $1 million into it, it's stupid to scrap, but you may be saying that. But if you watch a lot of Mr. Beast videos, and if you know his content, you can noticeably see and feel the, like, lower quality. And although it's a good video, like I said, I was like, dude, he's really scrapping a video just for this. I'm like, he's so dumb. And then I was like, no, I could see it. I could see how it could get less views. I could see how people would start to think Mr. Beast has fallen off. By the philosophy he lives by, that every video he makes is always the best one and the one he's most proud of, the latest video he makes. I think that's how he has come to this position. That's how he has come to be the most, I would probably say, current successful YouTuber. The most successful YouTuber in currently. That's what I meant to say. And yeah, you could say PewDiePie has more subscribers. He does. PewDiePie has had, I think, he has won 11 million, which is a lot. But PewDiePie gets like 2 million, 3 million views a video. 4 million at most. Mr. Beast on like rookie numbers. That is for him. If we go to his last videos. Sorry, a little sniffle there. If you go to his last videos, 44 million, 47, if he doesn't get over like 30 million, feels like a waste. And he is just expanded. Beast Flab 3, 9.4 million. Beast Gaming 28. Beast React 18. Beast Shorts 14. Beast 2, 6.6. All those subscribers. And then he has his Beast channels in different languages. Like, he's truly taking over everything. Mr. Beast in Espanol, 20 million subscribers. I only see him going to the top and being probably the most successful YouTuber of our time. I think we are going to get that. And one interesting thing I just noticed looking at this, if you have any doubt that, like, you know, the algorithm doesn't matter and you can't game the algorithm, Mr. Beast is just popular because he gives away money. It seems like the most popular videos on the Spanish channel are the most popular videos on the English channel, and they weren't uploaded at the same time, so I would just, like, let that sink in. But yeah. Mr. Beast is awesome. This would be a short podcast. Although some, like, good YouTube videos has come out, I have had a little bit of a lack of, like, content lately trying to come up with things. But we'll continue to try. But, yeah, I have currently had, like, a bit of a slow zone, not in the content that's coming out, but in, like, the niches I can make to form an episode. But, you know, hopefully we can get there. But, thank you guys for, listening. I always appreciate the technical reviews and all of that. May you rest in your hearts. So I'll see you next time. Bye.